I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Seeing as how we're in lockdown number two, Lauren and I, the neuro nerds, think that we should all wash our hands. And we came up with a song to help us remember. And it goes a little something like this. Wash your hands, do-do-do-do-do.
Hands, you wash dirty your animal. Hands, you dirty wash your animal, hands, you wash dirty your... animal. On time with me.
This is why we can't have nice things, Lauren.
This is a metaphor for California.
Hashtag truth. Intro done. Boom. That actually worked out great. I like that. All right. Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Neuro Nerds.
Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good about that.
Neuro-nerds.
Welcome to the Neuro Nerds. Hello, Lauren El Manzano. This sounds very familiar.
Hola, Joe Borges. I think I already talked to you today.
Yeah, it's almost like we recorded an entire episode that we weren't able to use because there was a sound issue.
Guys, we literally recorded for 45 minutes and it was amazing and beautiful. And it was like something that caught, like, what's that sign? Like something sparked or something caught fire and it was amazing. And we can't use any of it.
It was, in a word, perfection. Right? I'm not going to downplay anything. It was the Citizen Kane of Neuro Nerds podcasts. Right?
I would have said Rashomon.
I don't know what that is. Do I know that?
You pleb.
Oh my God. What nerdom are you going to surprise me with now?
Film and cinema.
Oh, wait. What? Is it a foreign film? I'm assuming it's a foreign film.
Yes, it's a foreign film. Rashomon is a very famous film from the 40s, I believe. Maybe the 40s.
Is it as good as Biodome? So the Neuro Nerds have not been together in a while. We have not recorded in a while because the world's a little bit chaotic. Lauren is the James Brown of anything and everything you can possibly think of, the busiest woman in the world. So we haven't been able to do this. I've missed this tiny ass kicker so much. I have. And now she's on the other end. Like, this is a remote episode. If you don't know, how would you know? You can't tell.
So, they can hear the sound quality between your microphone and my AirPods, bro.
Good call. So now I'm looking at Lauren on the computer and her hair is, again, flowy, magnificent, like Medusa, not Medusa, the snake head, Medusa, the redhead from the Inhumans, with like not the shitty CGI Medusa, but like in the comics.
Okay, I'll take it.
And you're rocking the rogue streak. So you've got like this flowy rogue hair. It's amazing. Very jealous. And again, coming from a bald dude, I appreciate all hair, but yours in particular, rocking the house.
Aw, thank you. I really appreciate that. Especially because I feel like I look like a cave troll today.
What? How?
I'm tired.
Okay, you're tired, yes. You're tired is flawless. You still look amazing.
Like, guys, I don't pay him for this.
If anything, it's annoying. So how have you been, Lauren? It's been a minute.
It's been 45 minutes.
Deja vu all over again.
No, I'm doing good. I was telling Joe that I'm just drained. I don't know. You know, we're in what? We're literally month 7, right?
Of 2020.
So when people are like, how have you been? I'm like, it's been a year. Like 2020 has been a year, guys. And it has been a rough year.
Somehow 2020 has been like 5 years. You know,
did you see the meme where people were saying, like, you know how everyone says hindsight is 2020, blah, blah, blah. They're like, what if that was the time traveler that started that? And it's talking about this year.
That's really weird. You know, yep. I know for a fact, though, that like any time traveler is avoiding 2020.
No, or here, the other theory is that a time traveler is trying to solve something. And that is what 2020 is. That's why we had murder hornets for like 2 weeks and then they disappeared completely. So it's like someone in the space-time continuum tried to like fix one part and it spawned murder hornets. And then they were like, oh, no, oops, oops, oops. And they tried something else. And so the murder hornets went away. And so then we got something else, you know, social revolution.
You're right. Yeah. And then so we got rid of the murder hornets. What do we have? Lockdown number 2. What's going on?
Dude, come on. Seriously? Yeah.
Come on, time travelers. Do your job.
Yeah, it right.
So we are now in lockdown number 2. So we're going to have to do kind of what we did in lockdown number 1. Well, first off, wash your hands.
Yeah, wash your hands, guys. Yeah.
Be an adult. We're adults here. Even you kids out there, for the most part, kids are more adult than the adults.
For real.
it's really weird. But we're also going to have to entertain ourselves, right? We're going to have to pass the time. We're going to have to figure some stuff out. So in my pastime has been video games. I'm a gamer. You know that. Not Baldur's Gate, like real games.
Ouch. I will say I was pleasantly surprised. A friend of mine who doesn't know that I play Baldur's Gate was talking about how her like boyfriend was telling her to play these video games. So she started playing a video game from the late 90s, early 2000s online. And she was playing as a multiplayer. And I was like, is it a D&D game? She goes, yeah, it is. And I was like, is it Baldur's Gate? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, it's Baldur's Gate.
Oh, but there are more of you? How? I really thought it was probably like 8 of you total. You know what I mean?
Baldur's Gate, excuse you, was one of the most famous and influential computer RPG games that have spawned such beloved titles that people play now, like Pillars of Eternity and Divinity.
Yeah, the same 8 people played those games.
Wow. Guys, we didn't touch this topic in the last version of this episode. And now I'm right. I'm talk about your video game playing. I dare you.
I'm playing right now. Like, okay, so I was trying to figure out.
You're playing right now with me, and I don't know how many more lives you got left.
I'm surprised I'm still on this one, honestly. So like I was like, okay, like I need a pastime because like my insomnia kicks in and like I like to process at night, 2-3 in the morning. And I like to game. I like open world games so I can like wander around and just kind of like forget the kind of chaos that we deal with on a day to day and just kind of like wander around. So like Fallout has always been my jam. Post-apocalyptic. And I know people are like, dude, it's really like dark. There's like monsters and ghouls and mutants and like a lot of blood and stuff, and like doesn't that like amp you up? I was like, actually it's very relaxing, it calms me down. Oddly enough, one of my first occupational therapists was like, no, don't play these horror games because it's going to raise your blood pressure. And I was like, actually it relaxes me. And she like yelled at me, and I did my own test, check my blood pressure, boom, play 20 minutes of Fallout, my blood pressure dropped 8 points. So
what's your blood pressure
right now? Comfortably it's about 122 over like 89-90. The bottom number's still a little high. Mm-hmm. But before it was like 135 over like 99. So, you know, still work in progress. I'm a little bit more stressed out than normal. So yeah. Like I'm trying to like bring that down. So I was like, all right, Fallout. So I'm gonna play old Fallout, like Fallout New Vegas.
Okay.
Problem with that is the graphics are terrible and the gameplay is like really sluggish. So I was like, I wish I had this, but like updated. I already played, and Lauren, don't judge me. You can't, because you play Baldur's Gate and D&D, you nerd.
Rude.
I have comfortably, for you, it would be uncomfortably. I have for you uncomfortably pumped in probably about 1600 hours into Fallout 4 over the past four years, about 1600 hours. It's a problem.
That's not too bad.
But I play
over 4 years.
I play a bunch of different games too. That's not the only one.
I was like, that's not bad.
So I did that. And so I was like, I'm not going to play Fallout 4 again because I've already like ran through it a few times. I was playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey. And then remember that point in time where I was just banging dudes in video game for some reason. So I was done with Odyssey. So I was like, oh, I'm playing Outer Worlds right now. And it's the people who did Fallout New Vegas. So it's basically Fallout in outer space. It's amazing. I'm having so much fun and it's keeping me sane.
Great.
Significantly better than Baldur's Gate. Sorry, I don't mean to shit on Baldur's Gate, but I 100% mean to shit on Baldur's Gate.
Well, you know what? Baldur's Gate 3 is going to be coming out hopefully this year soon. And
the trailer is fire. The trailer is so good. You showed me the trailer and I was so in. And then I saw the gameplay and I was like, oh, this is hot trash.
Well, okay. On that subject, yes. I am not a fan of the gameplay that they're implementing for Baldur's Gate 3 because I love Baldur's Gate 1 and 2, which did have that real-time fighting, and it was the overview of the party. I like that. I find it more enjoyable. However, they have gone towards more of the Divinity model or like Final Fantasy kind of model where it's turn-based action and... I mean, like, I guess it is technically more authentic to D&D, but it also it's like D&D 5e, which I don't like 5e.
I don't even know what that means.
Fifth edition.
Oh, okay.
So Dungeons and Dragons has different editions and different rules, and they have updates, and they take monsters and away, and they put rules? New monsters and new campaigns.
I didn't know they did that. That sucks.
Yeah, so like my Baldur's Gate, like when I, or like my D&D knowledge when I played and stuff was like Baldur's Gate 2nd edition / ADA, which is ADA. If you are a D&D fan, you know what I'm talking about.
Nerds. But like,
my era.
The other seven of you out there.
Don't be rude. Yes. So then now there's fifth edition. My friend is DMing and she's trying to get me to come play. And I'm like, okay, but you're going to treat me like a noob because I don't know anything about fifth edition beyond what I have seen as the memes and TikTok and Critical Role. Cause I've been watching Critical Role.
That's good though, that you're going in fresh because you know, you love Dungeons and Dragons, right?
Yeah.
So if but you've already done that. This is the same feeling you had when you first fell in love with D&D. This is what it's going to be because you're like, I don't know any of this stuff. So I am a noob, but then you're going to be like a dungeon master soon.
No, I'm going to be more annoyed and be like, hey, these are stupid rules. Like, that's not how it's supposed to be. I might be a rules lawyer, which is that person that's like, that's not what we're supposed to do. Mm-mm.
Oh, so you're going to be the most fun person in the game.
I might be.
Why did you turn into old lady Lauren? Get off my lawn. Back in my day.
I'm going to be like, yo. You're a kobold. Hey, you have an alignment. So you need to follow your alignment. None of this nonsense where you are, oh, I'm technically chaotic good. That means I can go steal from people. No, asshole. You have to follow your alignment. And you're a kobold. You can't be chaotic something. Like, stop it. No.
Lauren, I have missed you so much. Like,
we just talked 45 minutes ago.
Just so much. This is like the most magical, like there is like nerd sparkles coming off of your body right now. It was so deep right now. You got so serious and intense about D&D. you're like the D&D lawyer. You're like, actually what you can't do. No, what a Balrog does is actually, it's so funny. You're like the hall monitor of D&D.
Oh, but this is where like, I won't actually say like I'm the rules lawyer because there are some far more intense like D&D people. Like I think like I'm intense, but I'm like not intense by comparison. Okay. Like you think I'm intense because you're a muggle in that sense. So you're like, oh, Lauren's crazy. I look at some of them and I'm like, oh, okay, that's
that blows my mind because listening to you talk about this really blows my mind. So if there's somebody that you're looking at, like I'm looking at you, that I don't even know how, I can't even process that.
Well, and it's, and this kind of leads into what we were talking about in the last version of this, was where Lauren has been accused of being a fake nerd girl.
Impossible.
Yep.
Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership.
Just go to audibletrial.com/theneuronerds and browse the massive selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/theneuronerds.
You even said people ask if I'm really this nerdy or if look, I like know what I'm talking about.
I'll tell you what your problem is.
Okay. Tell me what my problem is, Dr. Joe.
Let me get my stethoscope and my pointer. All right. So the problem is, have you ever seen you dance?
Yes.
Cool.
I watch my dancing very well.
Nerds don't move that way.
I mean,
they don't.
Yes, they do. Hello.
Now, even you think of like, name three nerd queens.
Rhiannon.
Oh, you know, true. Rhiannon, but she does not move like you at all. But like celebrity nerd queens. Okay.
I mean, technically Mime
Bialik.
Yes. Thank you. I cannot think. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yes.
And Lucy Lawless.
Cool. Three of them, beautiful women, very intelligent, very nerdy, top tier when it comes to like nerd queens, right? Can you picture any of them dancing the way you do? You see what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying here? Lucy Lawless, beautiful woman, very sexy woman. Mime Bialik, she's okay.
In a nerd way.
In a nerd way. Sarah Michelle Gellar, super hot, right? Do you remember the cover of Rolling Stone when she was like Buffy and she had like that thing? Super sexy, right? Pales in comparison to twerking, pulse spinning Lauren Elmanzano. You know what I mean? Like, there's just something. So people are actually like, no, seriously. Like, is it like a shtick she's doing? Is it like, is she putting on? I'm like, no. What you see is Lauren's like natural talent. In dance and on pole, when you have like your twerk Thursdays, is it Thursday twerk?
Yeah.
That's just her being awesome and doing, you know, her job that she's really, really good at. What Lauren is at her core, fucking nerd. I'm sorry. It's the best way to describe you. You are, when I said, okay, name queen nerds, the celebrity, the queen of all nerds is Lauren Elmanzano. Not only is she the mother of concussions.
Yes.
She is the queen of all nerddom. And I say this because her nerddom knows no bounds. You know how my idiocy knows no bounds? Like, it just doesn't. Your nerddom knows no bounds. You have gone on and on and on about D&D and Baldur's Gate. You have gone deep into learning languages that don't exist. I think I'm gonna learn orc. Who learns orc?
Orcish.
Oh, Jesus. See what I'm saying?
Also, black speech. Just saying. Language of Mordor, black speech.
Oh, I was just going to say, there is nobody, maybe Stephen Colbert, that knows more about Lord of the Rings than Lauren Elmanzano.
Oh, no. There's people who know far more about Lord of the Rings than I do. I do. I step back. I am also.
Yeah,
I might be a nerd.
Those people
queen,
have never left the house.
Well, so the reason this is kind of funny is because if you guys follow me on social media, I have recently discovered the Pandora's box of my junior high and high school career, and it is full of evidence, I'll say, of how deep the Lauren fandom anime like rabbit hole goes. So it really inspired me. Like, this is what we're talking about. Like, we gotta push through this like second quarantine, right, guys? So yeah. I am trying to find creative ways to reignite my creativity because I'm drained, guys. Like, I work 6-7 days a week right now. I'm tired. Everything changes every month, every week. So I have to like pivot, and I am not a go with the flow kind of person. I am a control freak. I think I mentioned it before. I had to go to therapy, guys, to admit that I was a control freak.
That was a thing.
Yeah. That
that was a large moment in Lauren's life.
Dude, I thought I was like this super chill, go with the flow chick. Like, I was like totally chill. And my therapist was like, are you fucking kidding me? And like, I had to like confess to my parents that I was a control freak. And my mother was like, I gave birth to you. You've been like this since day one. Is this a surprise? Right?
You actually told the doctor, actually, this is how you're going to cut the umbilical cord.
Dude, seriously, at this point, probably. But so one of the ways I'm trying to reignite my creativity is I'm kind of like delving back into like my original like fandoms. So on social media, I had posted one, me badly singing a song in Japanese. Again, reasons why I don't sing. And
I enjoyed it. I'm sorry. I really enjoyed it.
I have more, by the way. And it is a song from Inuyasha. So if anyone knows Inuyasha, but also I posted me dancing to, I think it's a very famous song to a very popular and famous anime, because not only was it popular like in Japan, but it was also on Adult Swim on Cartoon Network. So like normies watch, like we watched it. I didn't like dubbed. I always watch subbed animes. I hate dubbed. And so
I know the acting isn't as good. But I find if I'm reading, I'm not actually watching the show. I feel like I'm just reading a book, you know?
Well, also I figure with brain injuries, it's hard also sometimes for to sure. like have to pay attention. So I posted on something like, hey, who knows this anime? And Joe's like, not my fandom. And then we started talking about it. He's like, oh, it's probably not a popular anime. Guys, it is Gundam Wing, the most popular Gundam mecha anime. And it is from Gundam Wing Endless Waltz, which is the full-length feature film. And it was the main song that plays by 2MIX called Last Impression when Hiro gets to Wing Zero and unleashes Wing Zero for the big final battle. Like, hello.
So for anybody out there, and I know a few of you who have actually asked me directly, is Lauren really that? Did you just hear the passion and care and love behind every single one of those words? That, like, unless she's the Meryl Streep of acting, Lauren is the queen nerd. It's crazy. It's crazy. It really is.
I love it that people think I'm a fake nerd girl. Like, I think that's kind of really cool. I'm like, oh, really? Because trust me, if you knew me growing up, you would have not thought I was. They're like, oh, no, she's the nerd.
Well, yeah. Wait, I haven't seen a lot of pictures of you. I just assume they're embarrassing. I assume they're very embarrassing. I cannot wait to see them.
So you guys don't get to see these videos or see when we record, guys. So you guys don't get to see the faces I make. So just Joe gets to. So Joe, you see these faces I make? Like, when I'm like, yeah. That.
Hey, they bring me so much joy. And I'm laughing with you because if I feel you felt I was laughing at you, I would be murdered through this microphone somehow.
Fireball.
No, I love the nerdom. Like it really blows me away. It does. Because Lauren, when I say queen nerd, I'm not just saying, well, she's my co-host, she's amazing, she's queen. No. Fan fiction. Not only does she read constantly, how do you have time? It's crazy. She writes. She doesn't just write. She writes epic, amazing fan fiction.
Guys, I'm going through my tabs right now and I'm seeing how many fanfics I currently have open that I'm
good
reading.
Lord.
I have 15 tabs.
Hey, oh my God, that gives me anxiety. How many tabs you have open? Close them. It's too much.
I'm because I keep them on so I can refresh and see if there's new chapters.
Oh my God. See, do you understand the nerdom in that line alone? I keep them open to refresh to say, come on, man.
Well, okay, so that's one way, guys. I'm also, so again, I'm delving into my old animes and rewatching them. I am, because I actually strayed a very far away from anime.
Yeah, and she started to become a normal human being.
Well, no, and I went into Marvel and Star Wars, and like I developed, like I was telling a friend, like I was like, yeah, I thought I was like past the anime stage, and I was like into Marvel, and yes, I had my ships and my crushes, you know, Kylo Ren and Stucky and Thor and Loki, like I was there. And then I kind of like stumbled into this box again, guys. And I'm like, oh, Fushigi Yugi, Ayashi no Seres, Vice Kreutz, Inuyasha. Oh my God, I have to rewatch everything.
Oh, Lord Voldemort. You get so happy. This is what I love. I love that it brings you so much joy, which in turn, it brings me so much joy. I love seeing you happy. It makes me happy. It really does. I don't understand any of it, but it makes me happy. Makes you happy? Makes me happy. And we're talking about like anime. It's Attack on Titan. Attack on Titan or nothing.
You should watch Evangelion.
Neon Genesis. I don't know what that is.
Do you like Attack on Titan? Neon Genesis Evangelion was before, I think like 10 years before Attack on Titan. Not in the same universe, but it has that same vibe. So what we're going to do, guys, is Joe and I are going to make a list of recommendations of like what we recommend, like anime-wise or TV show-wise, Marvel-wise, Netflix-wise. And these are going to be like Lauren and Joe's like top 10 or whatever. And then we're going to ask you guys to give us your recommendations that like if, because I swear I'm scraping the barrel right now on Netflix and maybe I'm just like looking in the wrong barrel, right? Like maybe my passive perception roles have been nat ones at this point.
Oh my God, Lauren, speaking of scraping the bottom of the barrel. Okay. I do need recommendations. Do you want to know why? What was I watching on Netflix? What did I finish an entire season of? The Floor is Lava.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
You it had is... nothing better to do.
Oh my. Okay. So here's another fun fact about Joe. Joe smokes weed. Okay. So it was late and I was like, you know, let's see what The Floor is Lava is all about, because like everybody's like watching and talking about it. And I watched it and I was like, oh wow. For some reason I kept going in. I went in for 10 episodes, saw every episode. It's not very good, but that's where I'm at. I need new recommendations. Actually, I'm in the middle of Doom Patrol, which I, you know, it's like it gives me hope that DC is going to do something right. DC wins with this one television show. That's about it right now. No, actually, I'm watching, or I finished watching and I'm rewatching it constantly because it's really changed the way I think. And I know it sounds funny. It's an animated show called Midnight Gospel on Netflix. Hmm. And it's basically one of Joe Rogan's dudes. Like he's been done a bunch of podcasts with him. He has his own podcast and he takes the podcast and they animate it. And he talks about all kinds of stuff, the way the mind works, energies. It's so crazy, but it's so good. And it's actually changed the way that I think. That's why I'm really focused in on being around people who have the same energy that I do, because that's how I think I'm going to grow as a person and I'm going to be able to continue on this path of recovery, you know?
Definitely. And I think, because we were talking about this as well, how important it is to be cognizant of your energy levels. I mean, if you think about it, we as people, as the brain injured, as neuro nerds, right? We already start kind of in a deficit, right? So like, if you think about like your HP, on a video game, right? We don't even start with full HP once we start the day, right? Yes. Or full mana. We don't start there. We already start with like a deficit. We have a minus one to something. Right. And then if you are spending time on your social media, and guys, there's no shame in the game, because I know all of us are increasing our time on our screens because it is lockdown, right? It is the nature of what's going on right now. Or we're spending time with maybe family members or people that are within our little groups that we're actually seeing that maybe we don't really like vibe with, instead of saying right. like F with, you know, I'm trying to be good about it. I cuss a lot, but I was telling Joe, it's my new thing called Mute It and Boot It, right?
Nice.
Yeah. It's going to be a t-shirt. No. But what it is, it's like, I know sometimes with my anxiety, like I don't want to unfriend people or block people, cause I'm like, ooh, right. But like, there's sometimes you just can't keep seeing their posts no matter what it is. It's not necessarily about COVID or about what's going on in the world. It could just be, I really don't want to see the 12th photo of your damn cat. Right. Like your cat's not even cute. Like I want cute cats. Right. But
is there a such
like,
thing?
I mean, whatever.
Be a dog or be nothing.
You know, but or it's like your kid. I'm like, I don't care about your damn kid.
you think your kid's cute. Sorry. Spoiler like, alert. He's not.
You thought. No. So what you but like that's where you got to take care of your own mental health, guys.
Yes.
And just mute the stories, mute the post. And what that does is it doesn't block the person. It doesn't unfriend or unfollow them, but it just prevents you from seeing their stories or their posts. Right up front and center. You can still go look for them if you're in an extremely masochistic mood, like I get sometimes. But you don't have, they don't come unprompted to you. So right. You don't need to like, be there.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. As a brain injury or a stroke survivor like myself, it's hard for me to get through reading books due to my injury. But with Audible, I can now enjoy as many books as I want just by listening. Because of my stroke, it's hard to get through reading books. But thanks to Audible, I can listen to stroke survivor Kavita Bossi's book, Room 23. Once it popped up on Audible, I immediately put it on my wish list. Read Kavita's book with us.
That's right. The Neuro Nerds have a book club. What a great way for our brain injury survivor community to read books together.
And even if you don't want to read the book we're reading, with this free trial, you can select any book of your choice for free. Go to audibletrial.com/theneuronerds.
Boom!
Boom!
Yeah, like out of the blue, it's not like, oh, ugly kid again. No. Or like, you know, whatever triggering thing these people do, whether it's friends or family, whatever is not, whatever is going to screw with your energy, you don't necessarily need to see that. So just put it on mute, put it on the back burner. Hopefully that person will grow as a human being, you know what I mean? And get on your level. I mentioned a lot, like the transition of us brain injured, like we've evolved into like beautiful butterflies from caterpillars. Those caterpillars, we're not messing with caterpillars right now. We're just not. We have to mess with our own, right? We are all beautiful butterflies and we're flying high in the sky. So what do we talk about? We talk about butterfly stuff. It's so beautiful up here. It's so nice. We're not talking about, wow, it's so cold and filthy down here crawling in the dirt because I'm a caterpillar. I'm sorry. I'm past that. I can't get sucked down into that. I do hope that in the time that I mute these people, that they do evolve, that they do grow so they can fly high with us up here in the beautiful sky and enjoy things like we're enjoying things.
Apparently, I'm not a butterfly, according to
Jeremy. No. Lauren is absolutely not. Now, I'm not saying that to be a dick. Remember, hashtag 2020, don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
Lauren is beyond, she's evolved past butterfly. She is Mothra. She is a giant ass-kicking kaiju that can take down Godzilla.
Fuck yeah.
Lauren L. Manzano, Mothra.
I was like, that was like the most least aggressive and scary, intimidating, like, fuck yeah.
It rocked so softly. That was like the Jack Johnson rocking right there. But yeah, you definitely have to keep your energy right because everything that's going on in the world is draining. It's a lot. Yeah. And try to stay aligned with good people. So like, really, I am in a place where I don't have a lot of mental bandwidth. I never really have post-stroke had a lot of mental bandwidth, but now it's so minimal that I can only give my energy to people who actually kind of have the same energy. Now, if you're struggling and you're like, well, I don't really know what to do, I want to help you. I desperately want to help you. But you also kind of want to have to help yourself. You know what I mean? Anybody who's like willing to like move forward and try something different to get out of the dirt, right? And not just be a caterpillar crawling around. I'm there. Like, I want to help you fly with us. Let's do this. But it's those people who are like, no, I'm a caterpillar and this dirt is amazing. And I know you're flying high up there and doing those things, but you need to be down here in the dirt with me. It's those people I can't really mess with. I just can't. You know, I don't have the mental bandwidth. I'm too busy making fun of things like Baldur's Gate.
Mothra's going to come eat you.
No.
It's very true. And then one of the things is like, especially with like being on lockdown and like we were saying, there's places, other parts in the world right now, they're going through their second wave here in the U.S. I swear we're still on wave one. You know, we're in remedial. I swear it's like remedial COVID, right? But like for the rest of the world, like in Spain, parts of Spain that I know that are going back on lockdown, you might be home or spending a lot of time with people who don't necessarily feed your recovery or feed your health and well-being. One of the things I would do if I needed to, I don't necessarily have to do it with my family, thank God, but like sometimes with people I work with or people I like teach, you just have to limit. You have to create the boundary. Right. And just kind of be straight up with people. I do have like one of my friends who literally she is a lot of person and she has a lot of energy. She's also a Gemini. So she's a lot of voices. Right. I love her. She's a lot. But like her and I have had a frank discussion and I'm like, look, dude, like you are a lot of person. And so when I have to prepare to talk to you. I have to like mentally get myself ready to text you back or to call you. So, because I know one text is not one text, right? So if you can have that very frank, direct discussion with people, that can make it very clear and everyone's aware. So once everyone's aware, it's like, cool. But if you can't have that discussion, like if it's with your parents or something like that, like mentally, you got to like build those mental muscles, you know, be like, okay, I'm going to limit how much time, like I'm going to put on my phone 10 minutes and then be like, oh, I have to go answer an email or, oh, I got a text from work. I got to go answer. And like,
right. Yeah, just do that. Look, when you put up boundaries, it's one of the most adult things that you can do, you know? Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. People who don't like those boundaries, those probably aren't the people who are going to grow with you. Those are the mm-hmm. people who are caterpillars or who are like, well, why are you trying to fly high? Why not just hang out in the dirt here with us? Now,
the caterpillars are kind of cool. I like slugs too. I was like, maybe they're snails. No, I like snails. Okay, let's just call them angry caterpillars.
Angry caterpillars. Yeah, those angry caterpillars. the ones who don't want to see other caterpillars succeed. You know what I mean? Like that sucks. Now, if you're putting up a boundary, it's not because you're being a jerk. You're just putting up something. Hey, you do a certain thing or you say a certain thing or your actions make me feel a certain way. And I can't have that for my own mental well-being, right? If the other side is like, well, I don't like your boundaries. It's like, oh, so you like making me feel okay or not,
uncomfortable.
You like making me feel uncomfortable and sad and miserable. Like you want to do that. You want to make me feel that way. No, you don't. Okay, cool. So you're going to have to respect my boundaries, right? Mm-hmm. If they don't respect your boundaries, you know exactly where you stand and you might need to distance yourself even further. You know,
you might need to mute it and boot it.
Yes. Boom. Mute it and stiletto boot it.
Right? Yes. I'm okay with that.
Oh, and speaking of nerdom and stiletto boots, Lauren's nerdom is even deeper because she's going to create a routine based around nerd.
So it's currently in the works, but since we're now down on lockdown again, like, well, I mean, I don't necessarily have more time, but I'm going to make it happen.
You will never have more time.
No, exactly. And so one of the things I'm doing, I have two projects. One is called Train Your Class. Now, also, I want to make a neuro nerd get together workout kind of deal where we'll post some info on it. It's going to be like a free Zoom join in and you guys can come and do some workout with me from home.
Woo!
And depending on who signed up, I will tailor the exercise depending on deficits as well. So like if you are chair bound, we have exercises for you. I have exercises for you that are for chair bound. If you have limited movement, I can make modifications, but it's just kind of like a get together, get our hearts racing and stuff like that. And not just cause I'm looking at you, get your hearts racing.
How amazing is that? And any guy that's going to be a part of that on the Zoom, her eyes are up there, fella.
No, just keep your pants on, guys. Because remember, I had that Zoom troll.
That was so weird. Keep your sad penis inside your pants, guys. Jesus.
But the other projects I have, which are probably going to be released on Twitch, guys, and they're going to be through my dance studio. One is called Train Your Class. And it is a D&D based workout, like short workout videos. It's like 5 to 10 minutes. And it's going to be like, what is your class? If you are if you want to be a rogue, then we're going to work on like rolls and somersaults and dexterity for the day and get your heart rate up that way. If you're a bard, I'm totally leaning into the little bit of 5e that I know and the Snapchat. Wait, no, that's the TikTok. Man, I feel like an old person. The Snapchat and the TikTok, the videos where the bards are twerking thoughts.
Those things on the internets. By the way, this is brilliant. This is a brilliant idea. I joke and I make fun, but this is such a good idea.
I'm like, don't steal, guys. I'll do this on a green screen and I'm going to slightly dress up in theme. Yep. Because I have
access. Wait. When you say dress up, you're going to have clothes on, right?
Yes. I'll have
clothes on. Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure.
The next project has less clothes. project I have, it's called Dirty Nerdy. Okay.
Love it.
That is literally my brand, according to my studio owner, because I'm literally like, she's like, you're like this really sensual, hot dancer. And then you're a fucking dork. And I'm like, yes. So I'm
that
dirty.
That describes you perfectly.
Yep. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take some classic nerd songs that I love. So like I'm going to dress up as Sarah from The Labyrinth and dance. And I'm going to borrow my friend's husband who dresses up as Jareth. And I'm going to basically like a lap dance or pole dance for Jareth, the Goblin King. Or I'm going to dress up as Yennefer from The Witcher and also dance to Toss a Coin to Your Witcher.
To the old Witcher. That's good. This is such a good idea. I cannot wait for the masses to see this. It's brilliant. Lauren L. Manzano, Nerd Queen. Oh, for all who question the legitimacy of Lauren's nerdom. Are you serious? Are you serious? Somehow you out-nerd me. Now, again, I'm a cool nerd, right? You're like, oh, wow, that guy's like super amazing. How could he be a nerd?
You sound like Amy Poehler from Mean Girls. mom. Hi. You know, Regina,
I do fancy.
Regina George, you're Regina George's mom.
I do fancy myself Amy Poehler in all aspects of life.
Okay.
Like, I do feel like my ex-husband should be Will Arnett. You know what I mean?
Okay, I'll give you that.
You
know who I am? Oh, my God. If I'm someone from Parks and Recs, I'm Ben Wyatt with the Cones of Dunshire.
Oh, my God. The Cones of Dunshire. That's so, why are you? How do you get more and more amazing every single time I talk to you? Lauren, I have missed you terribly. Like, I have. Like, you're just like a huge part of not just my like recovery, you're just a huge part of my life. And I love you, your family. I miss you all the time. And I'm so happy that I'm able to do this. And that it sucks that, are you doing, is that Slytherin dance?
I'm being a Slytherin snick. Dance.
I'm being a Ravenclaw-er. This is my Raven. Wait, is that what Raven sound like? So I'm so thrilled that that the neuro nerds are back in effect. You know, this was kind of like a reuniting episode, because we've been kind of like apart for a while, and it makes me sad. Mm-hmm. I've been a damsel in distress all by myself. Like, I need my superhero.
He needs the queen to come rescue him.
Damn right I do. So, Lauren, I can't wait for your nerd series. I can't. I'm so excited about it. And you know who I think would jump on board? I know Mimi has been wanting to do like a workout thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that would be amazing for Mimi to move her tiny little adorable butt to nerd twerks somehow. I don't even know how that works. There's going to be like some nerd twerks in there.
Of course. Guys, so keep on a lookout, guys. We're going to post our recommendations on what y'all should be watching. We're going to be asking for your recommendations. And
we
will be, yes, because we do. And then we'll be posting, once we figure out a date and time, it's going to be a Zoom call open to anyone who wants to come join. And we're just going to come get our sweat on for like 20 minutes. I'm going to make Joe join as well. And then we'll have like a powwow talk afterwards as well.
Yeah, you get to connect with the neuro nerds. And I'm going to get my sweat on. Because I'm a very sweaty person. I'm sweating right now. I sweat in the shower. I'm a big sweaty Puerto Rican dude. You know what I mean? I can't help it.
I don't sweat. I glisten.
That, you know what? That is very true. I don't glisten. I sweat. So I am so happy to be talking to you, Lauren, as always. Like, I am, you know, like, it makes my day. It warms my cold, dead heart. And as always, the Neuro Nerds, we are here to help. You could follow Lauren at Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram. You could follow me at Joso Rocks everywhere. You could follow us, the Neuro Nerds, at
everywhere.
And on this second time around, because the first time didn't work because of audio issues.
Let's hope there's no more, because I'm not doing a third.
This Neuro Nerd queen and this Neuro Nerd nerd are out.
Maybe you're like a neuro nerd Jedi Knight, or like this neuro nerd knight. Oh my God. NNN, neuro nerd knight.
I love that. I love that, but I'm kind of more the neuro nerd jester.
Neuro nerds.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.